T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is the exclusive radio home of the Chicago Bulls.
Left corner, Lonzo, open three. Bam! This baby is over.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. The Score!
Transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we want to thank them for their contribution. We want to thank Evan Thomas for getting us up and running and looking as good as we do in our flannel from Flag and Anthem this morning. Thanks to them. Thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday and all week.
Yes, it's been a really amazing week, and nothing more amazing than the contributions of one Dustin William Rhodes.
What I'd love to see is a nice win streak, you know?
Okay.
Wouldn't that be something? And I'd love to win the lottery, too, as long as we're at it. And thanks to Ray Diaz. I would give you money if I ever won the lottery.
Bulls.
Yeah. We could all buy the Bulls together. And now is the glorious time in our week where we get to have our final chat with Dan and Layla. Dan Bernstein.
Hi, Dan and Layla.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Man, I'm telling you, this clothing deal for you guys is just the gift that keeps on giving. I am rarely envious of some of these deals.
What did you say? You asked
you
if we were going
duck hunting. You didn't sound envious when you asked us if we were going duck hunting.
You
both, no, but you seriously look like
you're 4 degrees in here.
No, but you just look like there's like Duluth packs out here. You're going to, put them on. You're going to head out. You're going to get your gloves on. You're going to go out and find your position in a blind out there.
In fairness.
Bring home a big bag of ducks.
I understand.
You got no ducks left to give.
I understand why you would want to say to us that we look like grown-ass men compared to you.
No,
that's fair.
Rugged, real, hardcore, manly men.
We're trying.
The two of us, just to make his fantasy come through, we're going to beat the hell out of you after the show.
Yeah. On the way out the door.
I'm asking for it, right?
Take that.
We just, bam.
I will say this. I mean, I've worn more flannel in the last 2 weeks and 3 weeks than ever before, probably in my life.
I like the little cuffs. The cuffs with like stripe detail.
Yeah, the stripe detail's
a little stylish.
Yeah.
There's a name for it. That's not the placket. The placket is inside where the buttons are, right? I know there are.
Placket is the thing that holds the buttons, I believe.
I think that's right. I should know. Project
Runway.
Do you
have the same thing?
I don't have the colored cuff.
On the inside
this
of the
one,
cuff?
If you feel the... Dan, please. This is almost corduroy.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is unbelievable. It's
really
comfortable.
It's hard to find high quality fabric these days.
Let me tell you something. The Madeflex, the Madeflex material that these guys put together, you wouldn't believe the comfort level.
It's like a sleeping bag.
It's like you put on your clothes and someone just hugged you.
That explains
and you get a warm hug for the rest of the day.
That explains it when I opened the door to the studio. Cold air poured out of here.
Okay.
Yeah. Like y'all are in a fridge.
We keep it around 67. Okay, we start at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We'd like to be awake during
the
program.
Truth be told, though, here's what happens, though. I will get here and I'll put it at 68 and Molly will come and go. He's like, Price is Right. 1 degree lower.
$1.
He has to go to 67.
I like
so
it cold.
We're at 67 right now.
When I grew up with Russian technology, we had no heat in the winter. Okay. So I'm used to going to bed and waking up cold.
It is kind of chilly in here. I could see that, but it's not. It's comfortable, especially early on when you're still waiting for the coffee to kick in, and you know you're doing the 5 at 5, and Dustin's screaming. It's nice to have a nice temperate climate in here.
This is just a lovely exercise in contrast, is really what it is. You know, I used to keep my house at 78 comfortably.
Are you kidding me?
Not the winter, of course,
were
but in the summer,
like,
because...
Were you hospitalized for fever?
78?
No, I mean, it's just because your air conditioner would keep running it, and it would break if you, like, it would just run constantly. If 100 outside, 78 feels really good. But, like, you know,
that's
in
true.
The winter equivalent here, I think, is keeping your house at, what, like 65 or something? Mm-hmm.
So where was your first harsh winter? Philly?
Philly.
Or, yeah, okay.
It was like a record cold winter, and I lived in a house that was built in the 1800s to where if there was wind, because we rented it. The curtains would
move. You lived in a house built in the 1800s?
Yeah, and we kept the house at 57, and the gas bill for 3 weeks that February was $560.
I was working at the paper, okay? I got a job when I was in college answering phones in the Sun-Times sports department. So I was a young man, and I had gone into work,
it
was like the coldest day of the year. And as a result, a lot of the guys that were working there couldn't get their cars to run. So they all came and stayed with me up at Loyola. We went and got on the L, and we went up there, and everybody was just kind of hanging
out. You didn't have Dave Feldman in your apartment, did you?
No. Okay. But we had libation, and we had good fun, and everybody went to bed. And, you know, we had some couches and stuff, and there were people that weren't around. So I get up in the morning, and we had a green carpet that was like a putting green kind of carpet, but it was also like an all-sport carpet. And we had like a hockey net and some hockey sticks.
Nice party carpet.
We just played every
like
conceivable
basement.
Sport. This is our college apartment. So these guys are playing hockey when I come out, and I said to them, hey, whatever you do, just keep it low. You know, don't hit a window. Turn around, and literally the window breaks. So, you know, it's the coldest day of the year. The window, the large window at the front of the apartment is completely shattered. So I just tape up some boxes to cover it. These guys leave, and I tape up some boxes. I wind up, I'm like in my room with a little space heater trying to like keep warm. And I'm like, this isn't working.
That's how you die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
So I turn that off. I go out. We had these like heaters, like these gas heaters, whatever. I take the little thing off the end of the steam heater to try to get more heat coming out of it. And I just decide, okay, I can't hang around here. I go to the movies. So I go to the movies across the street at the 900 Theater on Sheridan Road. I come back across the street. I walk into the apartment, and I had created a cold front with the steam hitting the cold coming in. It's raining in the living room. There are droplets of water, and it's like literally pouring rain in the living room.
Microclimate.
Is that unbelievable?
Perfect.
What movie did you see? It was extraordinary. I saw a double feature of Frances, which is about Frances Farmer.
Oh, Jessica Lange. She won the Oscar for it.
Well, she had a lobotomy in it.
She won Best Actress for that movie.
And then it was a double feature. The other movie was Missing, which is like, you know, son of Jack Lemmon murdered in South America.
Costa Gavras directed that.
If I wasn't depressed from watching those two movies one after the other.
That was nominated, too.
I really got depressed. I'm a high-class cat.
I think he won Best Director for that. That's an unbelievable feature.
Honestly, I was so bummed after watching those two movies one after the other, and then I walk in and my apartment's raining.
Raining.
It was raining, not men. It was actually raining in my apartment.
1982.
Okay. There you go.
Yep. Missing at the Cannes Film Fest won the Palme d'Or.
Thank you.
Nominated for Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Adapted Screenplay.
It was really good. It's just depressing.
I'm still trying to picture the rain. That's fantastic. Like
it was.
It sounds like a science experiment or a science project.
You know, I gotta tell you, the couch was ruined. But I
was curious.
I was laughing so hard. I couldn't believe I had done this.
I wouldn't worry about my couch. If all that's the worst of that was that your couch was ruined, you're lucky. Because imagine the damage that could have done to the entire place.
Well, I mean, listen, I didn't own the place. It was a rental. It wasn't a very nice place.
You're not getting that security deposit back.
Oh, they were very cool about it. They, like, replaced the window, and, you know, they were apologetic that the window had broken. I didn't tell them that it was a hockey puck.
So while I'm doing this, your 1982 Best Actress nominees, Deborah Winger for An Officer and a Gentleman, Sissy Spacek for that movie Missing, Jessica Lange for Frances, Julie Andrews for Victor Victoria, and I'm wrong, Jessica Lange didn't win, Meryl Streep won for Sophie's Choice.
Oh my gosh.
How did Meryl, that's a very uplifting movie. How did Meryl Streep ever win?
Right? Come on.
She's not that good of an actress.
Overrated.
We
have a text. It's the 400, not the 900. Thank you, Big Kill Boston. The 400.
Yeah. Here comes Meryl Streep to accept another Academy Award, and the crowd is chanting "Fire Nagy."
That's Nagy. I'm sorry, that was higher Nagy.
That was clever. That was clever. We have a texter saying, all caps, Mully created climate change.
I laughed at that.
That's good.
You did create a climate change.
I didn't mean to. It was just, it was really the fault of my teammates at work.
Would have made a hell of a term paper, too. Like, if you were in a science class, that would have been a great paper.
You know, if I had taken science, I probably wouldn't be here.
He's studying Keats.
Yeah, I was like you.
Yeah, right. You were just no right answers. Never take a class that has a right answer.
I was told there'd be no math.
Right.
That's why I was an English major.
I think I've said this before, but the beauty of taking science was always, if you messed up your experiment, if you just talk your way out of it and explain why it went wrong, they usually would give you some credit.
Did you take any science classes in college?
Oh, yeah. I took like 3, biology, astronomy, and geology.
Everyone has to take biology.
I got a B in 2 of them.
I don't know.
I took astronomy. I think I was.
I just didn't want to take chemistry. I didn't want to take chemistry or organic chemistry. That was what I tried to avoid.
But ecology, I got a B. Geology, I got a B. And then
you
I took
a B in geology?
Yeah. It was hard. And then I took chemistry, but the chemistry they taught in college was way easier than AP chemistry in high school, which we found out after the fact was the Princeton freshman curriculum that they were teaching senior year at Deerfield.
By virtue of being on a sports team, you're allowed to register earlier, right? And so I went in to register, and I was told, like, well, do you want to be a doctor? Like, a lot of people look to be a doctor. And I said something along the lines of noble profession, to be a healer. That would be a wonderful thing to devote your life to. Something along that. Next thing you know, I got chemistry, biology. And these classes start at like 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, I lasted about a week before I started.
And you're in organic, too. You're in orgo
You were accidentally pre-med?
I didn't realize what that encompassed, and I didn't realize how incredibly competitive it was, and how I didn't also realize how late I like to sleep in, because I didn't know that I like to go out very late at night until I got to college.
Ah, yes.
I wasn't allowed.
BS.
I was not allowed out. I had a different what do you call it? The time you got to be home at? Curfew. I had an earlier curfew than all my friends.
Yeah, but I'm picturing you like Escape from Alcatraz, making a fake head out of paper mache and like putting your brother's hair on it that you've been collecting from the bathroom.
The three of us kind of came up together. I got two older brothers. And by the time they got to me, they were just exhausted. So I like, the rule was you had to go in and like kind of shake a foot, like, I'm home, and then you'd go to bed. And I skipped that one night because I stayed out all night and no one noticed. And that was pretty much the end of me, my curfew.
Dang. Well, you knew how to play it.
It all went to hell.
I give you credit for that.
Thank you.
And now we have Apple iPhone Find My Friends. And we can be like, well, he's where is he? He's finally on the brown line. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Does he know you track him?
Yeah, it's. Yeah. We're cool with that. Yeah.
You inserted a tracker, right, in the kids when they were young. What is it? Oh, I got my ear pierced when I was 6.
Well, that's when you get the vaccine. You get the tracker. Right,
we're telling him when we put the extra transmitter in for the booster. Right,
exactly. Oh, yeah. The way my dad says transmitter. Yeah, computer science is not having it with that one. Mm-hmm. That was the bit with, I think we did that, what, during transition with Lawrence, where he's yelling, in order for there to be transmitter, it has to be small enough to be injectable and succeed in the liquid. He's like, this is impossible. The transmitter is your phone.
You're already being tracked on your phone if you want to be concerned about something.
Yeah, oh that phone thing. Interesting. What's this really long terms and agreements? I'll just check, yes. Don't worry about that.
You know, I'm just so boring. I hate to admit it, but like no one who tracked me would have any interest in anything. I think he went upstairs again. I wonder.
Back to the Traeger.
That office you have looks pretty cool to me, Molly.
Like now, yeah, if somebody's tracking
you. I'm just
like,
saying, yeah.
Does he live in the bathroom? Yeah. Why is he there so often?
He brought the Sudoku book with him.
There's a different tracker in the Sudoku book.
Exactly.
They're in the same place. Watches the dots converge in the bathroom.
Yeah, a night out is walking out to the porch.
He's getting the mail.
Yeah.
Waving to the masses.
There was a time when you would, didn't you feel like you had like a police tracker on you? Like you were under house arrest.
During the pandemic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Disturbia.
I like how we all paused because we all had that same feeling and malaise once you painted that picture. I'm like,
well, I guess the yes, new, what's the new COVID? There's some
Omicron.
Omicron. Fantastic. That is now in 5 states this morning. It was 4 yesterday.
What time is it?
It's moving.
Yeah. And South Africa went from 2,200 cases to 11,300 in the last 3 days.
Is Every time right? somebody mm-hmm. says more contagious, I'm like, that's not good. This is already pretty contagious. And by pretty, I mean extremely.
Mm-hmm. Omicron does sound like someone from the, you know, Transformer series or something.
Someone said that it's a Ludlum, like the Omicron variant sounds like a rejected Robert Ludlum
That's awesome.
Title.
Yeah.
What are you going to do sports-wise, just out of curiosity?
What-wise?
Sports?
Oh, yeah.
Sports.
What do we want to do today? Bulls.
Bulls
played a playoff game last night.
Awesome.
Adam Hogue is going to join us. A lot of Bears talked yesterday about the. I don't know how we completely missed the opportunity for this. I was going to ask you top of mind Bears Cardinals memories, just in the various matchups that we've had throughout the years. And we got Midway. We have Matt Miller joining us. We have Joe Ostrowski. We have all sorts of other things.
Have a good show.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.